From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Here I am. I got a really great tweet here. A really great tweet here. Guntucky Ike says, AAR Mark, it's like a time warp happens when I listen to your show, man. I don't know where the hour goes. I don't either. Believe me, it flies right by. This is the fastest individual hour, each hour of Armed American Radio, the fastest in radio, I can tell you. It's an awful lot of fun. Got a great program lined up for you today, as usual. Something, boy, I told you, if you listen to The Daily Show, I was telling you about after the shooting at the church in Texas. I was on the air Sunday afternoon, or Sunday evening, as you know, and I was talking with a producer for Good Morning Britain, who wanted me to come on, wanted me to stay up until 1:40 a.m. Eastern time to join them on television, on a split screen, to talk about what happened in Texas. And because it just didn't work for me that night. It just simply didn't work. It's tough to do after this broadcast. And I had very, very early commitments the next morning, making it very, very difficult. I needed some sleep to do what I had to do very, very early the next day. So I was unable to do it. John Lott did it. And I'm going to play some of it later. Because you know who hosts Good Morning Britain? Right? You know who it is? It's Piers Morgan. And I'm regretting right now not being able to do that. I would have loved to have done that. His back and forth with John Lott got a tremendous, tremendous amount of global press, not just in Great Britain. But Piers Morgan was his typical, he was an ass, frankly. And he was extremely rude to John, yelled at him to shut up, silence yourself. He's just an elitist snob, satellite radio moment word that starts with a P that I can't say on radio, unfortunately. But I'll put it this way. It would have been a lot of fun because I would have handled it differently because I'm not John Lott. It would have been a completely different direction with me because I don't feel the need, nor do I have the desire, to have to defend myself and my right to bear arms to some elitist British snob like Piers Morgan. I don't have to do that. And it would have been a completely different interview. Boy, you talk about fire. That would have been an awful lot of fun. So John Lott is going to be here at the bottom of this hour. And we're going to talk a little bit about that interview that he had with Piers Morgan. I'll play some of it. It was about a 10-minute clip. And Piers was incredibly rude to John. Because he doesn't care about the facts. All he wants to do is ban guns, and that's the conversation I would have liked to have had with him. But I digress. I was unable to do it. I'm sorry I was unable to do it. Wow, that would have been fun, and maybe the opportunity will present itself again in the near future. I can assure you there will be another leftist lunatic who will murder Americans, and they will want to talk. So that will be fun to do when and if it ever happens. Hopefully it doesn't, but let's be realistic. It will. All right, the show today is going to be a big one. I've got Alan Gottlieb in this hour for the first half of the hour, followed by John Lott. Hour two, you know who he is, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News is going to be here. We've got some happy ending stories to talk to you about, plus just a whole bunch of other stuff that AWR has been working on all week. He has been so busy, I haven't even had a chance to talk. We try to go back and forth. He's too busy. I'm too busy. Our schedules don't work. Regardless, it's going to be a power hour with him. Then we've got another version of the roundtable coming up in hour three. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, who handles some of the daytime duties for me when I'm traveling. And Andy was on the program last week and just did a fantastic job the previous Monday. So I'm looking forward to bringing Andy. And he's going to join us for the first time in a roundtable with Neil McCabe of BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com. Before I go to Alan, there's a case out there. I've been getting a ton of email from you. I will address it with Alan. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it with him because I have other places to go. The Supreme Court is looking at the Colby v. Hogan case. Now, if you know anything about this particular case, what occurred here, the Federalist wrote a great piece. If you don't read the Federalist, get on their mail list. It's some good stuff. But they wrote a piece back last week. If the Supreme Court takes this gun control case, its decision will be huge. And it will. Colby v. Hogan was the en banc panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, upheld Maryland's ban on semi-auto rifles. You know, assault rifles. And detachable magazines that exceed 10 rounds. And according to the Federalist, and I'll quote here quickly, in doing so, the Fourth Circuit became the fourth federal appellate court to uphold the constitutionality of a ban on quote-unquote assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. The Second, Seventh, and D.C. circuits have previously upheld similar bans, and to date, the Supreme Court has refused to enter the fray. But Colby v. Hogan will likely force the justices' hands. Then they go on to three different standards for constitutionality. Different courts ruled in different ways. Alan will explain what that means when you're talking about strict scrutiny, intermediate scrutiny, and so forth. That's what the columnist is talking about. And semi-automatics, are they bannable? And Scalia, in common use, the semi-automatic assault rifle, as the left likes to call it, represents about 30% of all rifle sales, clearly in common use. So we're going to keep our eyes on that. We don't know what the court's going to do, but let's jump over to Alan, and we're going to talk about some things in Virginia and what it means to you. You podcast listeners, might be a little redundant to you if a podcast listener, but understand this is a much, much, much larger audience here on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. So I want to cover that for affiliates across the country. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. How the heck are you, brother? Always a pleasure.
I'm doing well. I'm waiting in Seattle.
John, you push that button for me, be nice. Alan, how you doing? There you go.
I'm doing great, Mark. I'm in Seattle and I'm nice and wet because it's pouring rain outside.
It's going to be pouring rain in Seattle for the next few months, isn't it, Alan?
Yeah, that gets depressing along with some of the anti-gun stuff in Bloomberg and their attacks on us. So we got to keep our chin up here in Seattle for the next couple months until the rain goes away and maybe Bloomberg goes away as well.
Well, I thought everything was okay. Trump won the election, right?
Yeah, well, it's not quite turning out that way all across the country. Federally, of course, you know, nothing anti-gun is getting through Congress. But state by state, Bloomberg's millions and millions of dollars that he's pouring in is having an effect on us. It's also having an effect on public opinion because all the commercials they're running and things that they're doing are impacting public opinion because they distort the reality of the real debate.
Yeah, they don't just distort the reality of the debate, but they also twist questions on ballot initiatives and so forth, like they did in Washington on 594 by asking a very basic question, but they don't give you the whole gist of what's going on. It's, should background checks be? And people who see these ads, and it does, it sways it. And then you combine that with a question on a ballot measure, for example, and people go, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, background checks, no problem with that.
Yeah,
boom,
I mean,
next thing you know, your rights are gone.
The ballot measure doesn't get worded, do you support universal registration of gun owners?
Right.
It gets, do you support universal background checks? They don't tell you the devil's in the details, that it really isn't about background checks. It's about putting the database together of every gun owner in the country so they can come take your guns away later. And they don't tell you that, of course, and they don't advertise that. And it makes it kind of tough with the dollars that they spend. And, you know, this last election cycle, Bloomberg flipped a couple of state legislatures for control by putting in one race here in my home state, or Washington, a state Senate seat. He put $250,000 into a state Senate seat race here in Washington state that flipped from, you know, a Republican to a Democrat, which flipped control of the legislature. So now the Democrats, you know, control both the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion. And, of course, what's the first element of their agenda going to be? Pushing more anti-gun bills.
All right. The states. I'm glad you said that. The amount of money that he put into the states, for example, is not something that each individual organization in a state can compete with. It can't. It just simply can't. It's impossible to compete with a wallet that's filled with billions and billions of dollars, Alan. And we're going to have to contend with that. And the reality of, look, we can't afford, not only can we afford, can't afford, but we can't afford to refuse to accept the situation. We have to look this square in the eyes if we're going to defeat this, right?
Oh, yeah, and like, you know, talking about the elections in Virginia, he put several millions of dollars, they're estimating well over $10 million into races in Virginia that flipped a lot of seats in Virginia from pro-gun to anti-gun. He doesn't necessarily use gun control as the issue all the time, but he puts the money in aimed at getting pro-gun people unelected and electing anti-gun fanatics.
All right, when we come back from this break, I'm going to take you to Virginia, Alan. I've got a piece from VCDL, and I had Phil Van Cleave on the program with me on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense last week, and we had a fascinating conversation. I want it to be heard by a much, much bigger audience today because there are some takeaways about what happened in Virginia. I've gotten a lot of emails. What does that mean for me in Nebraska? What does that mean for me in Texas? What does it mean that those seats flipped and now there are gun grabbers in firm control? Well, yeah, but they were in control before as far as the governor is concerned, and Terry McAuliffe. And what did we get out of Virginia? 50-state reciprocity because he painted himself in a corner because he's an idiot. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Had a great time on Mike Gallagher's show last week on Tuesday. It was an awful lot of fun. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it and you want to, head over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. There's a link up to the audio. Mike and I cut it up and had a great time. Always do when it comes to Mike Gallagher. He's fantastic and proud to be able to call Mike a good friend. Looking forward to seeing him at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas on Radio Row and bringing him back to this program when he's there, or the Daily Defense, either one. However you want to slice it, I'm looking forward to bringing him back on. Yeah, but go check it out. Also, check him out at Mike Online, And follow me on Twitter at AARMark. Several thousand of you have. We're beginning to get more busy with the Twitter account, so you want to get over there and jump on there and follow us and have some fun with us. Okay, listen, I know you would do anything to defend and protect your family, so I want to send you to armedandresponsible.com. I have found out that it is only going to be up there for a limited time now. I don't know the date that it will be pulled down, but the 164-page 2017 concealed carry guide and the home defense checklist that's free are not going to be up there forever, but it has been a smashing success, and I want you to go over and get a copy of it. Those of you who are telling me you got it are really enjoying it. 164 pages. I did the voice work for it, so you can listen to it. If you don't have time to read it, you want to drive your commercial drive or something like that, you can listen to it in the car. You can listen to it at home. You can listen to it while you're barbecuing at night and relaxing and chilling out, and you'll learn all kinds of crazy stuff, about how to, crazy gun laws around the country. You'll learn about what, gosh forbid, that you find yourself having to use your firearm to defend yourself and wind up on the wrong end of the stick, wrong side of the law. You'll learn how to navigate your way through that system, which is really tough to do. But tremendous advice, armedandresponsible.com. It's free. We're giving away the home defense checklist right now. Make sure to get your copy, 164 pages plus the audio download, armedandresponsible.com. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the show, my friend. Let me go to Virginia quickly here. There's a couple things I want to cover with you. I got an email. Somebody wants me to ask you a question as well. But the Virginia Citizens Defense League put out a fantastic alert to their members saying, okay, what's the way forward? We got 15 Democrats that flipped 15 seats. Two of them are still in play. They admit that they won't know the outcome of this until probably mid-December, according to this from Phil Van Cleve. And he reminds people, listen, we've been blue before. Well, Virginia is blue now, no question about it. Here's the issues that they're concerned with, Alan, and I want to hit you with them one at a time and get your opinion. Do we have to be concerned about this? Because a lot of this was Bloomberg's money. Is this something we need to have? Is this going to have implications elsewhere around the country because of what happened in Virginia? Here's some of the things that they're concerned with in Virginia. The gun control dangers are now more pronounced. Things which we will be seeing pushed with renewed vigor include one handgun a month reinstatement. Now, remember, they had that withdrawn. Now they're looking at the possibility of it coming back. Is that something that Bloomberg would fight for, Alan?
Most definitely. It's on Bloomberg's radar and agenda. And you have to realize, Mark, that he didn't put these millions of dollars in Virginia not to get any payback for his investment. He bought and paid these for these politicians, and he expects them to vote his way.
So what I just heard you say was the couple million bucks he put in, because his last bankroll, I think he added another 700,000, if I'm not mistaken. Is it? Do you know if that number's right? In the closing days before the election, he dumped another 700 grand in, didn't he?
Well, that we know of, but after he said that, he may have dumped more in, and we won't know until the final reporting data for the state becomes public. But the bottom line is that he single-handedly is spending tens and tens of millions of dollars a year against gun rights. He himself has put more money into this battle than all the gun rights groups have on hand to put in. And that's the problem. And so, we basically survive on $10, $15, $25 donations.
Right.
The other side gets million-dollar checks. I mean, it makes it very hard to compete with.
All right. Second was an assault weapon ban. We know what Dianne Feinstein, somebody sent me an email the other day and said, hey, Mark, I love your little sayings, but let's start calling her Dianne Feinstein. I liked it, so I'm going to take it. Dianne Feinstein. An assault weapon ban. You've got the Democrats, of course, that have, here we go again, introducing another one in the Senate. We don't think that's going to go anywhere, but Bloomberg wants it in Virginia. Very real possibility if they flip that House of Delegates and the Senate, stays even or 21-20. You got a problem if one Republican flips.
Yeah, and a couple of Republicans that live in Northern Virginia where districts tend to be more liberal, so to speak. I'm worried about re-election. They obviously care about getting re-elected first than voting for the Constitution.
A high-capacity magazine ban. Obviously, we know this is on Bloomberg's agenda nationwide, not just in Virginia.
That's true. The sad part is that what he's accomplished in Virginia only empowers him, so to speak, emboldens him to spend these millions of dollars more in other states as well and to flip other states. So if you're not very a really deep red state, so to speak, his money has an unbelievable impact and influence on our rights.
And I'll tell you what, Arizona, you're listening right now in Tucson. You're listening down in Tombstone. You're listening on KVOI out there. Love you guys. You're listening in Phoenix on the Patriot. You're also listening in Kingman and Bullhead City. You guys got to pay attention. You guys are on his radar, as are other states. Arizona, though, kind of looking like you're in the crosshairs in 2018. He'd love to pick off your state. You were just listed, again, by Guns and Ammo, the number one gun-friendly state in the country, and Bloomberg would love to put you on your knees. He would love to do it. Next is universal background checks, Alan. Big deal. Failure all across the board, but that's what he's pushing.
Yeah, and that's probably the lowest hanging fruit for him to be able to be successful at, because basically people, you know, support background checks in general. The problem is that he doesn't propose reasonable background checks. What he proposes, again, is a national registration system. So it's a problem, and his money is being spent to basically push that. That's his number one priority. And the states that don't have legislators that favor his positions but have ballot measures, he puts money into the ballot measures. And states that don't have ballot measures on the ballots, he's actually putting money into changing the laws in those states so they will have measures on the ballot so that he can push this in those states as well.
All right, firearm protective orders. This is a big one. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, listeners, later on in the broadcast on more than one occasion with more than one guest. So, Alan, I won't hit you with that one, but that clearly allows for confiscation of firearms based merely on the word of another person without any due process, ex parte, for example, or even notification prior to confiscation. So the person who is the subject of that ex parte decision doesn't know anything about it until the cops come to your door and say, give me your guns, and they come in your house and take them. That's what they're pushing. More on that later in the show. Alan, I got an email here from somebody changing the subject. Mark, she says, I've been a listener to AAR for about 6 years now, listen to the show 6 days a week. Moved from Illinois to Southern California a few years ago. Boy, that's jumping from the pot right into the kettle, isn't it? At that time, I had my Illinois CCW and carried every day, every place. Never left my cave without my club. He had to move for business. He says, I was curious if you could ask Alan, because now he can't get his permit in California. I was curious if you could ask Alan Gottlieb what the status is of the open carry cases here in California. The next time Alan's on the show, just signed up as a life member of Second Amendment Foundation this morning. He's also an NRA and a USCCA member. Thanks for all you do every day pushing gun rights. 30 seconds. Are there any upcoming cases, Alan, that these guys can hang their hats on?
Not for open carry in California. You're not going to get any court in California to go along with that. However, we're still going to be pushing for concealed carry. Problem is, in California, we don't believe they have the right to ban both. You have to allow a person to carry a firearm for self-protection. The time, place, and manner can be regulated, but you can't outright ban. And in most counties in California, that's what's happened.
All right. We are working on that. I want to thank you, Jeff, for the email. And he says, P.S., please say hello to Shanto. Jeff, you just did. Thank you for the email. More on that. You know, California, gosh, it's a Petri dish. But help is on the way. The cavalry's coming. Alan Gottlieb, thanks for everything you do. I'll be back with John Lott right after this. Don't go away.
You do whatever it takes to protect your family, but one simple mistake could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give my listeners their complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, train for real-life scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist 100% free. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation, you just heard the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of that organization, and I read an email from someone who asked a question of Alan. I was glad I was able to squeeze that in quickly about California. It was a great question. Bad problems in California. As you know, it's a petri dish. If you're moving out there, if you're a gun owner, if you've got a lot, it's going to be trouble for you, but the cavalry is there. Okay, I can promise you we're working on California, and I can tell you that the Second Amendment Foundation is working on it too. There's cases popping up all the time. We would have loved to have seen Peru to be taken by the Supreme Court. That didn't happen, so we have to move forward from there. SAF.org, by the way, please join them. $150 life membership. Remember, it's not over because Donald Trump won the election. In fact, far from it. My next guest can tell you a little bit about that. But before I go to John Lott, I want to point out that I'm going to play something here from a brief exchange. I'll just play the intro. It got good. It was very good. It was about 10-minute and 22-second clip. But John was on Good Morning Britain. I was actually asked to be on that program at about 10 o'clock on Sunday night for the following Monday morning, and as I mentioned in the first segment, because of my schedule the following morning requiring my immediate attention very, very early, I was unable to do that. This could have more. I regret that, but take a listen to Piers Morgan, and thankfully he's back where he belongs on the other side of the pond, but take a listen to this exchange as the way he introduced him and the way he treated John. You get a good idea.
Spoke about this issue on the night of the Sandy Hook shooting, which was nearly 5 years ago. Now, you've written a book called More Guns, Less Crime. Your answer to Sandy Hook was more guns. I presume your answer to the shooting in a church is more guns.
You know, we have tried an assault weapons ban in the United States for 10 years. Obviously, and there's no evidence that it had any impact, even studies funded by the Clinton administration. You have strict gun controls in Europe. Look at the France. Look at Germany. Look at Norway. Look at other countries that have extremely strict gun control laws. And yet the EU as a whole during the Obama administration had more casualties per capita from mass public shootings than the United States did during the entire Obama administration.
What an absolute load of nonsense. Utter nonsense.
Pierce, people can go
how
to
many
our
shooting?
Website.
All right, let
I
me
gave
ask
your producer.
Let me ask you.
I gave your producer. You can go to crimeresearch.org.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you. Let me ask you a very simple. Let me ask you a very simple question. How many shootings? How many people were killed by guns in Britain last year?
Yeah, it's relatively low.
How many?
And it's been low.
How many?
But the thing is, it went
how many?
Up.
John,
it's
how many?
Gone up
John,
after each of your gun control laws.
So you get an idea. And it went on like that for 10 minutes, Pierce just bloviating, which is what Pierce Morgan does. Let's go to John Lott, talk a little bit about this, and then some other topics for the rest of the half hour. John, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Great back and forth, by the way. Kudos to you for going toe-to-toe with Pierce Morgan. Love the way you handled it. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks. I guess you could have been on instead of me.
No. Was that the Monday morning? I'm just curious. I didn't see the date. Was that the Monday show?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's interesting because their producer was more than likely the same one I spoke to. But I would have loved to have gone on, and I would love to go on in the future. Again, if they're listening, reach out to me. I would love to do it. But, you know, he was so rude to you, and he took out of context everything that you were saying. He goes to Great Britain when you were talking about the European Union. You have the numbers. You have the facts. He just doesn't want to hear it. Isn't that pretty much standard operating procedure from the other side, John? They just don't want to hear it.
The biggest confusion there was I was talking about mass public shootings, and he wanted to go and talk about other types of crimes. You know, it would have been nice to have been able to get into a little bit more, you know, how do you stop these attacks if you're not going to be able to stop these killers from getting weapons, or if you're not going to be able to identify who they are beforehand? Yeah, it would have been nice to get into that. It would have been nice to go and talk about the limits that you face from, what police and military can do to stop these attacks in terms of them being able to guard places. Yeah, it would have been valuable to get into that a little bit. But Pierce, who I assume you've done before when he was on CNN, he just was kept on repeating the same stuff over and over again inside the interview, and he had a certain set of things that he wanted to go over. And, you know, I made one comment during the interview that Pierce has an interesting style of interviewing. He both asks and answers his own questions. And, that's just the way Pierce is on these things. So I didn't even know he was going to be doing the interview. Maybe you were told.
No, I wasn't. That's why I found it fascinating when I saw that it was Pierce Morgan. I did not know that. I had a great exchange back and forth with the producer, but I was not told that. And did you? I'm assuming that you did. That's interesting to me because you've done interviews with Pierce Morgan's before. I did not do anything with him when he was on CNN. Believe it or not, tried, but they never did put me on. Interestingly, do you do a pre-interview with Good Morning Britain? Did they not mention that to you at all? I'm curious.
Well, we didn't do the pre-interview till literally about 5 minutes before the show was, the segment.
Okay.
So I don't even know what was accomplished with the pre-interview. I had sent them a couple links with things from our website, but it was pretty obvious that nobody had really looked at them. In fact, I don't even think they would have done a pre-interview. I was asking when it was like, I don't know, 20 of or something. I was saying, I thought we were going to do a pre-interview. Aren't you guys going to do it? And he said, oh, yeah, we'll do it in about 15 minutes. And so it was literally just 5 minutes before I was on the show. So
That's interesting. Yeah,
very
here's the thing. Yeah, it is, especially for a program like that. You know, it's interesting, John, but I went through and I watched the 10-minute and 22-second interview with you more than one occasion. I watched it multiple times because I wanted to see if I was getting the same take from everything, and it's fascinating to me when you talk about somebody like Pierce Morgan who is so obnoxious, and you're right. He asks the question, then answers them, and doesn't give you any opportunity, and you were so gentlemanly asking, please, Pierce, let me talk. You have a guest on. Please let me talk. And he just didn't want to have any of that. But his solution is to take firearms. And we all know that that's the solution. And he speaks for a lot of people on the left that just won't say that same thing here. But does he really truly believe, and I know it's hard for you to get in his head, but you've spoken with him before, does he truly believe that that would be a possibility here in America? His answer is, why don't you just take them, turn them in, you guys are killing each other, take them, and just get rid of them? Does he think that that's realistic?
Well, do I believe he believes what he's saying? Yeah, I believe that. When I was on his show, you know, there's some people, when you're on their show, they kind of act a certain way off camera and they act differently on camera. He was pretty much the same in both cases. I had a couple of occasions where after the show, I'd try to shake his hand and he would just refuse to shake my hand. So I had, you know, I really believe that he thought I was evil in some way for making the arguments I did. Does he think it's possible to take guns away from people? Yeah, I think he thinks that that's the case. Now, I think it's possible to take guns away from law-abiding good people. I don't think there's right. much difficulty in going and doing that. You know, people say, well, you know, try to take my gun away or whatever. I think people make a lot more bravado on that before they had somebody actually trying to take their gun away. But, you know, the problem is trying to take guns away from criminals. Law-abiding citizens are going to be very reticent to go and, you know, anyway, the law-abiding citizens are going to obey the rules, and the criminals, just like you can't stop them from getting illegal drugs, it's very difficult to stop them from getting guns. In fact, one of the comments I made recently on one of the shows, it may have been, I don't think it was Pierce's, but, you know, we have background checks on drugs. I mean, you have pharmacies and you have prescriptions that you have to have, and they'll check your IDs. But obviously, despite having background checks on drugs, it hasn't stopped people from getting illegal drugs.
It's not going to. John, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I thought I would just want to close the segment. I thought you did a fantastic job in the face of that onslaught from that moron. And meanwhile, you couldn't see while you were doing the interview his cohort sitting there shaking her head. Yes, just really, really incredible stuff. More with John Lott when we come back. I want to ask him about some things and the good guys stopping the bad guy. We saw it, and they hate to report it. We'll be back right after this.
You do whatever it takes to protect your family. But one simple mistake could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give my listeners their complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, train for real-life scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist 100% free. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, one simple mistake, gun owners. I'm going to do this quickly and get back to John. One mistake, if you're a gun owner, one mistake can land you in a world of trouble. Ton of legal fees, a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or even worse. Owning a gun for protection does not have to be intimidating. It shouldn't be anyway. It doesn't have to be or shouldn't be overwhelming, and it shouldn't be confusing. It's your right. So I've joined forces, as you know, with USCCA. I'm member number 32 of that amazing organization to give you the complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide 100% free. 164 pages of life-saving information. You're not going to get it anywhere else. It's not going to be here forever. That much I can tell you. I was privy to that on an email. I don't know the date, but it is not going to be there forever. 164 pages. The guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, how to store responsibly a gun, even if you have little kids. Trained for real-life self-defense scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, God forbid you have to, and a whole lot more. Get everything you need to know from the experts, one convenient place, and I did the audio version of the 164 pages, read you everything so you can listen to it as you're driving around, whatever you have to do. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. You'll get the 164 pages, the audio version, and the bonus home defense checklist. It's 100% free, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Go get that. You're going to enjoy that. Back talking with Dr. John Lott, and I also want to push the website crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. It has all of the information that Piers Morgan didn't want to know anything about. John, one of the things that always amazes me, is that no one wants to talk about, and I try to, I poke them and I prod them a lot. Writers over at The Trace, Alex and Jennifer, they don't ever want to talk about it. They don't respond. They all work in lockstep. It's crickets because they can't, frankly. It would blow their narrative out of the water. But you have it up on your website right now today. 10 defensive gun uses by permit holders during first 10 days of November. Why don't they want to talk about it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, The Trace isn't a legitimate website. I mean, basically, they have an agenda. They're paid for by Michael Bloomberg. I don't know. Have they actually interviewed you and quoted you in an article? Because they've talked to me a couple times, but they've never used anything in a positive way that I've given them. They've never quoted any article.
No.
I think Bloomberg, at least with regard to me, Bloomberg's motto or, I guess, agenda is to not to mention me in the press at all, because he doesn't want to kind of give me any credibility. And, you know, it kind of fits in. I don't know if you remember this, but when Katie Couric had her movie, one of the people that had financed the movie was told that Katie Couric had given Bloomberg a special screening of the movie. And at that time, they had included some of the 4.5 hours or whatever of interviews that I'd done with them in the movie. And I don't know, I assume they attacked me from what I was saying in the movie. But even with that, Bloomberg insisted that they remove any mention of me from the movie. And so I think that's kind of the same thing that they do with the Trace website. The bad thing is, I can't tell you how many people in the media seem to take the Trace as like a legitimate news source. And, you know, it's really, it's very disappointing.
Well, it's not only disappointing, it's scary, because you will see large news organizations pick stuff up from that. And I think it's very important that they be held accountable. It's kind of like writing a letter to the editor, as far as I'm concerned, listener. I tell you this all the time. You say, how can I get involved? What can I do? I just read this today in my local paper. What? Write a letter to the editor. Pen it and write it. Even if they don't print it, the editors have read it, so they know they're being watched. And I think that's what's very important. When you see this stuff, I've asked you, listeners, over the years, get on the email lists from these folks, not just the Trace, not just Bloomberg's organizations, but get on them from every one of them, even the ones in your local states. Get on their email and see what they're up to and the propaganda and how their machine is working. And then you can write back to them and at least let them know that you're paying attention. They don't want to talk to you. They can't, because your story blows theirs right out of the water. But it fascinates me, though, John, that you have, you know, people talk about, I'll just use for an example, I think it was Jennifer over at that fake outfit saying, you know, I write about gun, shootings all the time. And I want to know, well, how come she hasn't written about one of the defensive gun shootings all the time? Clearly, I know the answer to that. But I think it's important, because the mainstream press itself generally doesn't like to cover these issues, and they happen all the time.
Right. Well, yeah, I sort of have two things up at our website. One is, as you say, the list of 10 defensive concealed carry permit holders. In fact, I regularly try to put up those stories, though I just specialize in only concealed carry permit stories up there in
right.
public. But the other thing is, I just put up a few hours ago, I have a piece at Fox News going through the last few years, in particular, of cases around the country where mass public shootings have been stopped by concealed carry permit holders. And, you know, that has... I particularly try to emphasize those cases where police or sheriff or prosecutors have said that, you know, it would have been a mass shooting if it wasn't for the presence of a concealed carry permit holder stopping the attack. So, but those cases, all the cases that I go through there, only got local news coverage when the
right.
cases occurred. In some of those cases, I had tried to get national coverage for it, but I wasn't able to. National editors would say, well, you know, it just would be political for us to go and make a big deal about this story. Or they would say something like, and there were cases where, a couple cases where there was actual video of the hero saving the lives. And I thought for sure that would go and get it on major news, but even in those cases, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, it never will be. It's really fascinating. You know the story of the individual down in Lee County, Florida, that saved the deputy's life while he was being beaten within an inch of his life, while motorists at 5 o'clock were watching it, some filming it, and it wound up being such a what should have been the greatest human interest story of the year last year, because it was right in the middle of all the racial strife and everything else. And here you had a black concealed carry permit holder coming to the aid of a white police officer who was being beaten to death by a black criminal, and he ended it and killed the man on the side of the street and was praised by the Lee County Sheriff down in Florida, and the mainstream press never covered it. This is the stuff they should be. John, we've only got about a minute left, and I want to thank you for what you focus on these particular stories, because you just hit it. You talk about concealed carry stories. These aren't stories you see of home invasions. These aren't stories of, you know, convenience store clerks, but you're actually focusing on the concealed carry permit holder that used a firearm to defend themselves, and those stories need to get out, and it does make a difference. They are getting out there. People do see it. The mainstream press, we know, is never going to cover it. John, do you think that with what happened in Texas, that we had the law-abiding citizen with his AR-15? I mean, I think they were probably choking on themselves having to report it. I don't know that they would have if it wasn't such a huge case, but they were forced to do it even though they kind of buried it. But isn't that what we're talking about, a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun?
Right. Well, I mean...
We only got 20 seconds, John. I'm sorry.
Right. Even in those cases, many of the news reports kind of downplayed it. There was one excellent article, I have to give credit, the Washington Post, which interviewed some of the people that were in the church that said that they would have died if...
Had it not been for him.
...citizen didn't come there.
Yeah, and had it not been for him. John Lott, thank you, sir, for everything that you do. CrimeResearch.org. Please go over and visit John and donate and help. Man, he's out there every day taking the fire with the facts, and they just don't want to hear it. But we have to get them out there. CrimeResearch.org. Please donate. When we come back, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. John Lott, thank you, sir, for everything that you do. Until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in just a few minutes with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.